play of the day, thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
It's a good morning to you, Edward Kennett.
Morning, you, Gareth. Randwick.
Yes.
These are some scratchings there this morning. It's almost like the trainers don't realise it's raining. Raining there. Couldn't believe the scratchings there this morning. But anyway, it is what it is, I guess.
Okay, so what do we do then?
Go to race 7.
Yep.
Which is the Bob Charlie Stakes. And looking at the map here, Embracer leads, Adelong getting a sit, and Wonderbar sitting midfield. And, you know, there's plenty of horses here that can win the race. Make no mistake about that. I don't want to be with Ballistic Lover because I can't see it leading like it did last time, crossing and leading easy. So I want to be with Adelong. It was a very good last start, but also the thing I like about Adelong today, Gareth, a lot of good jockeys away. Jade Ford's riding. It's got that nice wide barrier, so it's able to work its way across. Could sit out the lead, but outside the leader, but it could also sit in the one by one. You've got to be with it today, Adelong. Number 7, Wonderbar, for those that don't know the horse really well, has always raced terrifically. It's just super consistent, but when it gets more like a 7 or an 8, which it's going to be today with, you know, lack of sunshine, Gareth, it really comes into its own. So, you know, and as I said, there's other horses in the race, but they're the two we're going to play there. We're going to have 65% on Adelong and 35% on Wonderbar in that race.
All right, then, do you like any other runners at that Sydney meeting, or maybe a horse here in Melbourne at Sandown, or even up there at Brisbane for Stradbroke Day, Ed?
I really think at Sandown today in race 5, Spring Choice and Dr. Drill, if you level stake both of those, or do what you want with them, but around level staking, we're pretty close there too. Those $5 a month, that's really good value. Like, that's terrific prices, listeners, and I wouldn't expect that those prices would stay like that.
All right, then. So, Dr. Drill.
Those two, definitely. Yeah.
And Spring Choice. What about in the Stradbroke?
I think I'll leave it alone, Gareth. You might want to give me a tip on that.
No, I thought you would have a tip. JJ Atkins?
I'm not really veering far away from the market there. I can't see how anyone could, to be honest, when you look at map and all those configurations. I'll tell you what I'll do. I did give you one last week,
yep,
the week before, Madame Rouge. It's racing in race 9. It's $10. You know, obviously, you know, you've got the Melbourne horse. That Odium will run terrific race here. And there are others. Of course, there's always going to be others in these great races. But when you look at prices, you see Odium at 9 and Madame Rouge at 10. They're bets I've got to have.
All right, mate. Hey, go and get them today. Appreciate your help as always, Edward.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Edward Kennett from Red Belly Sports. And Red Belly Sports is where the results speak for themselves. The Red Belly ratings and intelligent betting strategies get results like no other. Open up Red Belly Live on your mobile or PC and bet like a pro with the day's strategies right at your fingertips. These are ratings for the experienced punter who demands supreme quality. You have to see the results for yourself. Why not join Red Belly Sports for a month and enjoy the ride? Head to redbellysports.com.